I got to rush through these. Trying to get Janie on the phone. Janie, pick up the telephone. Trying to get on the phone. Anyway, here's our church announcement. Govern yourself
accordingly.
Govern yourself
accordingly.
You know, the pastor going to be conducting a counseling meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. for all men over 35 who think it's okay to still be wearing cornrows. Y'all know anybody wear cornrows over 35?
Yep.
Coolio was for a minute.
Yeah.
I know a city councilman.
John Wiley Price.
You said his name.
John Wiley Price.
You a grimy dude, Gary.
Is he on the council or down on the
commissioner?
The commissioner. Yeah, that's right. I love John Wiley Price. Yes, sir. Everybody can't wear him, but he can. Deacon Milton is asking all members to know it's okay to shake his hand when y'all come around after service, because he will be wearing his communion gloves today. Y'all know he was born with no fingernails or knuckles. So when you shake his hand, it feels like you're picking up some corn dogs.
No fingernails or knuckles.
So you shake his hand like you got a handful of corn dogs. Special prayer service downstairs immediately after service for all women with babies who look like comedian Earthquake.
Oh gosh.
In the face. 97-year-old mother Harriet Baker is asking anybody who has a VHS tapes of Madea's family reunion, can you drop it off at our house after church so she can watch it? She is back home recovering from when her face got caught on fire after she had put some gas in a pot on the stove to heat it up because her car was too cold to start. Ain't that pitiful? Put some gas in a pot
to heat it up.
To try to heat it up. Where she can get the ice off the window and blew herself up. She stayed in the burn unit a long time. The motherboard has scheduled a trip to Hollywood this weekend to talk to Miley Cyrus.
What's her name?
Miley Cyrus. And put some switches on her little ass to keep her from getting out there twerking on TV again. They plan to whoop her ass with Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech playing in the background so she'll know that she have to treat black people right.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.